And now, live from the heart of Sherwood Forest, robbing the rich and keeping the dough, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul V. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is Pussy Whips. You're listening to 50 Foot Combo underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Pussy Whips, Portuguese thug rock tone.
Right.
A track called Lame Society. I've just told you what it is. It's all the way from Portugal. What is Pussy Whips' Bandcamp page?
Pussywhips.bandcamp.com?
It is. It's Tony Wong, Paulie B and Internet Nil, and it's a rocking start to what is quite frankly a rocking show tone.
Uh-huh. Excellent.
Right now, I'll tell you what I'm doing right now. I've got on mute in the background, the telly on, and I'm watching quite possibly one of the worst films ever made called They Came From Beyond Space that came out in 1967. It's a British B-movie. And there's actually a bloke protecting himself from the aliens with a colander on his head that he's just squeezed into a motorbike helmet so he can go mobile.
Right.
It's brilliant, mate. It's so bad. It's good.
Excellent.
It's good. Yeah, anyway, so I've got that on in the background. So if I'm distracted at all during the show, it's because of that.
Okay.
But it's all right. It's been reaching its head. It's honestly, mate, it's proper terrible.
Awesome.
Yeah, I think you'd love it. It's one of those shows you sit down. Sorry, it's one of those films you sit down with a few beers and a few mates and just go, "This is insane."
Hmm.
Yeah. Which now me talking about that would perhaps suggest to you that I don't have any additional material for this week, Tone.
Mm-hmm.
And nothing could be closer to the truth.
Oh, excellent.
I haven't got anything. If you have a joke or poem for me, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Type your email, comedy suburbs if it's a joke, and poetry corner if it's a poem. And hopefully we'll have one for next week.
Cool.
I thought instead I'd just crack straight on with the next two tracks, unless there's a joke you'd like to tell us.
No.
No, all right. So, stay tuned for Control Freak. So, we have played quite a lot recently, and who will be performing in Naples in a few weeks' time, as I believe I discussed already. I think I have done.
I don't think you have. No, I don't think you have.
Anyway. Oh, I haven't. Anyway, but first up, Svartanat, Tony.
Okay.
Stockholm Heavy Rock, mate. And the problem with Svartanat, it means Dark Knight or Black Knight, yeah.
Right.
That's the English translation is Black Knight. But Svartanat, it just looks a bit like Farty Night. Which isn't quite as dark and foreboding as the band are. But we're not going to call them Farty Night, Tony. They are Svartanat. What is Svartanat's website?
Svartanat.com?
It is. It's Tony T, poorly beaten the internet. Neil, we've been playing quite a lot of Swedish bands recently, haven't we? And Finnish ones.
Yeah.
We've been up that way quite a bit. Anyway, Hit Him Down.
Promise land. I said, hit him down. I'm gonna make.
stanky little chuff.
There's 211 down 7-Eleven.
It's a highway.
Cops got their ransom to heaven.
It's a highway.
Don't go pump it down the luck.
It's a highway.
Let's take a ride in the new truck.
It's a highway.
Don't try it, pump. You won't get very far. Peacemaker's gonna say I'm wrong. Coming, you better start walking, just in a funny
highway.
What's a flying leg?
Highway.
Went for a heist and he gave his girl a slice and he should have thought twice.
Highway.
You better walk it. Peacemaker's gonna say I won.
Highway.
Cops are coming, you better start running, cause it just ain't no fun.
Highway.
What's a flying leg?
Highway.
Went for a heist and he gave his girl slice and he should have thought twice.
Highway.
He's better walk in. There's another hope up at the 5 and dime.
It's a highway.
Brass got there in the nick of time.
It's a
98 degrees and the city's gonna rumble.
It's a
sideways. There's a big heat brewing in the asphalt jungle.
It's a sideways.
Don't try it, punk. You won't get very far. These niggas gonna stay all wrong.
Sideways.
Cops are coming and you better start running, cause it just ain't no funny.
Sideways.
What's a flying man? Went for highs and he gave his girl a slice and he should have thought twice.
Happy!
He's better walking.
You're listening to Guana Bats Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bass this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Control Freaks and the last track from the album we got sent a while back now via Slovenly Records, a track called Crime Wave. I'm calling them San Francisco Garage Punk, Tony.
Okay, cool.
But they're more of a straightforward sort of punk band, really, but they've got a bubblegum edge to them as well.
Hmm.
And they will be playing in Naples before long, and I thought I'd already mentioned it, but I'll obviously mention that next week or something.
Okay, cool.
They're brilliant. What's their Facebook page?
Facebook.com/ControlFreaksSF.
It's Tony 3, Paulie being internet nil.
Yeah, strong start again.
Now, I have
again.
One from this position very recently, but I think you're looking good, Tone. Okay. This week, I think you're looking good. And hello to Control Freaks, who were very pleased that we played them the other week. We played quite a bit of that album. It's very, very good.
Cool.
I can't remember what it's called, which is why I haven't mentioned it.
Right, okay.
But all the details are on the Facebook page just mentioned, so I'm sure you can find it there. Now then, have you got any Facebook comments for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for...
Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook,
I'll never tire of that.
Nope.
Frankie Boyle.
Thanks for Facebook comments. If you are on Facebook, please do pop along, leave us a comment. Go to facebook.com/punkyradio. Do like the page, leave us a comment. Thanks for getting in touch. We've got one this week. Chris Evans has been in touch.
Hello, Chris Evans.
And that is the Chris Evans, of course.
It is the Chris Evans.
And he says, get in. Thanks for the heads up on this beauty. He's posted a picture of the Action Time Vision. Yes. He says, that's me sorted musically for a while. Not heard of half these bands. Ooh, I'm so chuffed they bought this out. You're welcome, Chris Evans.
Yeah, well, most of those bands haven't been heard of since. That's the thing. I mean, it's a fantastic collection. And we played loads of tracks of it. And there's loads of the ones we didn't play are arguably better than the ones we did, or by bands better known than the ones we did, but we wanted to play I just wanted to play it.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
great. It's really good. What is it about? Is it about 25 quid?
It was something like that. It was something like that. Very good value for what it was. I remember that.
Yeah, via Cherry Red Records.
Yeah. But actually they stopped.
Cherryred.co.uk.
They stopped for a while, didn't they? So that this maybe means that they started doing it again.
Well, basically they sold out.
Yeah, yeah.
They sold out before they sent me the promised free copy for pushing it so much.
Nah.
So I might have to buy it myself. Might ask it for Christmas time.
Oh, good idea. But yes, there you go.
That's it.
That's all I have for Facebook, yeah.
Well, that concludes.
Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
I'll never tire of that.
Nope.
Frankie Boyle.
Frankie Boyle.
They've got some great outfits in this film, man. They came from beyond space. And there's been a special effect in it. Someone pointed a ray gun at someone, but then they didn't show it firing. They just showed a weird effect.
Right.
And then it cut to the person being all knacked.
Right, okay.
It is brilliant. It is great, mate. It was made for about 80 pence, I think. It's brilliant. I'm loving it. Tony, I know we're skipping through this a bit, but I'm sure we'll end up chatting probably at some point.
Yeah.
But I'd like to get on with the next one. Is that all right?
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, so Death Party UK, friends of the show, and they brought out yet another single. They are prolific, and this single is not out till October. It's obviously brought out in time for Halloween. I was going to save it for the Halloween special, but I've got plans are afoot for the Halloween special, Tony. I can't tell you more on that right now, but you know we never let the audience down.
Mm.
Yeah, we're really not this year.
Excellent.
There is something happening in the Halloween special which is going to blow your punky radio minds.
Wow.
Yeah. I can't go into more detail right now. Tony, it's going to change your life.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Good.
And not for the better.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah. Something's happened in rock and roll. And it's a song, and I'm saving it for Halloween special.
It's
the most terrifying song I've ever heard in my life.
It's not another 55 seconds one, is it?
Don't panic. It's nothing like that. It's not going to involve any work on your part, Tony.
Oh, excellent.
Just going to change your life.
Okay, cool.
And not for the better.
Okay.
I can't give you more information. I'm giggling about this thing, mate. I'm absolutely giggling. I will send you an advance copy so you can hear it and say, oh my God.
Cool.
Something bad has happened in rock and roll.
Right.
I cannot tell you more. Like, I want to, but I'm not going to. Anyway, so what it basically means is we're going to play Death Party UK's new single now, even though it's not out yet, because it's so good. They do sound like, there was a band in the 1980s called the Sugar Puff Demons, and they do sound a bit like a sort of more gothic-inspired version of Sugar Puff Demons, and that is a compliment.
Right.
They're really good. You'll like this. What is Death Party UK's website?
Deathpartyuk.com.
Oh, it's Tony Four, point of the internet, Neil. This is getting ridiculous. Witching spell.
Steal.
You're listening to Gnarly Wave underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Death Party UK Witching Spell, and I would talk about it a bit longer, but I've got to give you an update on this film. So they've now met the aliens, right? And because they came from beyond space. And the aliens are a bunch of old fellas in multicoloured, fragrant capes. I'll call them fragrant capes. And they have henchmen, and the henchmen have insanely tight red leggings and are bare chested, and one of them's got a bit of a beer gut on him. They're brilliant. It's superb. It's just superb. Tony, did you do anything last week?
Nothing major of interest. I had to go to the dentist. I've got a bit of a mouth infection going on.
Oh dear, what's the latest
there? Well, this week kind of like ache in, not in my tooth, in my gums, and I've got a partially erupted wisdom tooth, and it's never really come through, and all it does is seems to just gather crap and germs. I think it looks like I've got tonsillitis, and it's spread to my open gums. And
sorry, you've got tonsillitis as well? What did that
apparently
happen?
Yeah, that's all inflamed apparently. So I've got tonsillitis and it's spread to there, and it's causing me all sorts of weird headaches and gum pain.
So can't you have your tonsils out?
I could have the tonsils out, the wisdom tooth out, maybe that's the way, or just the head off, I don't know. But
I'd get rid of all of it, mate.
Yeah, I don't need it.
I'd just leave a stump.
Yep, that'd be fine. So yeah, so I'm kind of like just in a weird pain area, but that's fine. Yeah. That's all I can deal with.
Dear.
But that's really been my focus.
Yeah. Well, I understand. Yeah, when your mouth hurts, you can't think about anything else, can you?
No.
The bloke in this film, the main protagonist in this film, has now been strapped to a six-pointed star. So he looks like he's been strapped to the Star of David.
Right. Right.
He looks. These aliens might be Jewish. It's just brilliant. It's great. They're fantastic outfits as well.
What did you get up to?
Last week, Tony, all that I really did, well, I went out last Wednesday night and I went to the Angel. You know, the Angel was done up.
Yeah.
So the Angel in Nottingham was a famous old music venue that was then closed and reopened as a micro brewery. Right. I think they still do have music on there, but anyway, it's been reopened as sort of a posh, fancy, students love it micro brewery.
Oh, is it? Right, okay.
It's one of those. It's not too pricey, it's all right. And they've got some good microbrewery beers, and they've got some good ciders in there and that. It's one of those, I suppose it's become like a Hockley / Lace Market circuit pub now, whereas it was a destination venue.
Mm.
Would that make sense?
Definitely, yeah. Loads of bands, is it Dimension Go, I think, played there not so long ago.
They were the last band to play there, I think.
Right, yeah. So,
Is when I moved here. They played on my birthday, and I couldn't go. I was devastated. Loads of great bands have played there. But anyway, it's still a good pub. And then I had one in the Pit and Pendulum, Tony.
Okay.
And exploited their downstairs jukebox and played some 80s punk and new wave classics, including, 70s and 80s, including, they've got a quite bizarre mix on there. Uh-huh. I played Adam and the Ants' Young Parisians, and no one noticed except me. I was very happy.
Then
I've gone in the Bell. I've not been in the Bell for years. Right. I had one in the Bell in the Square. And then I made Last Orders in the Pelham when everything went wrong. Oh, the geezer in the leggings with the beer gut is now attacking the guy's shoe.
Right.
That's childish. Oh, this is great, Tony. Anyway, should we play one from the vaults?
Yes, okay.
All right. So, in keeping with they came from beyond space, we're actually going to play a band now called Space Cadets, who I had the good fortune to see the last time I was at the Psychobilly meeting. They're terrific live. Really, really good band. They are, these days, they are Restless, the rockabilly band Restless, with Mouse Zinn on vocals as well, and they all get dressed up as 1950s B-movie space types.
Right.
And they go for it. And a lot of the songs are about space, including the one we're about to play. The one we're about to play was on their first album 20 odd years ago, but they've redone it for the latest album, which came out 2 years ago, I think, or 18 months ago. And I've been waiting for it to arrive, and it finally did, courtesy of drummer Rob Tyler, who is no longer in the band, but is something to do with the thing that went bad in rock and roll, Tony, that's going to change your life, and not the better.
Okay.
When we play this song on Halloween special, just so you know, I'm not going to reveal the name of the artist or the name of the song. Okay. For fear of retribution for what I'm going to say about it.
Okay.
It's just going to exist, all right? Okay. Whereas normally we play songs and we want you to buy them. This is just unbelievable. The artist is capable of greatness. They've done great other things. This is not one of them.
Right, okay.
Right. But anyway, this track's great. So what is Space Cadets Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Space Cadets Band?
Facebook.com/Space Cadets-1951637871780. And why is that, Tony?
That's a default URL, haven't they?
That's a default URL. There are other Space Cadets pages as well that they do quite a lot on. So you might be worth just typing in Space Cadets to Facebook. But certainly this is an official page that's been up for a long time. It's got some videos on it, and that's what it's cool. Anyway, this is a live favourite and was off their, I'll say their first album. They brought out a mini album. It's on their first full album. And this is redone version. This is In Space.
Soul in spaces, you just float around in spaces. You can't hear a sound in spaces. I can drift away in spaces. The perfect holiday in spaces. I can chill out and dream in spaces. No one can hear you scream. On Earth there's too many people, too many cars all over the place. I never get no time to think for a while. The only time I spend alone is in space, in spaces. No double yellow lines in spaces. Don't have to form a line in spaces. There ain't no burger bars in spaces. There's loads of shooting stars. Come on, man. Yeah. On Earth there's too many people, too many cars all over the place. I never get no time to think for a while. The only time I spend alone is in space, just take the dead to me. We're having fun, you see, in space. Why don't you come out here in space? Make sure you bring some gear in space. No double yellow lines in space. Don't have to form a line in space. There ain't no burger bars in space. Plenty of shooting stars.
You're listening to Planet Smashers Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Basically, that's In Space. We'll be playing more from the latest album in future weeks. There's one or two other tracks that I've played. Some of it isn't quite fast enough for us, in my opinion, but there's a couple of tracks on it that are. It's a great album. Tony, have you got any gigs?
I do.
Brilliant. It must be time for...
Tony's International Gig Guide.
How about that?
Yep, thanks for your gigs. If you do have any gigs for me, don't forget to email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want to know who's playing, where they're playing, how much is it to watch them play. It is that simple. It is international, doesn't have to be in the UK. Just send me your gigs. I haven't heard them this week, but I have found one. So, sticking locally, I haven't mentioned this venue in a while, so fingers crossed this hopefully doesn't mean it's going to close. The Dark House. Do support it if you are local to the area, if you're Carlton, or even if Nottingham City Centre. It's not far out of town. So this Friday, the 22nd September, it's a punk night. Brash Bullets, Rats from a Sinking Ship, Blackmail Box, and the Blue Carpet Band.
Blue Carpet Band.
Blue Carpet Band, yes.
Blue Carpet Band that were introduced to us by the Bleach Boys, and we played a track of those. I was just about to think, wow, we've never played any of those bands, and then you mentioned Blue Carpet Band, who, yeah, John from the Bleach Boys got them to send me some stuff.
Ah, okay.
We played a track a while back now.
Okay. There you go. £6 in advance, £8 on the door. Doors open at 7. Do check it out if you can. Doghouse.
So that's less than £1 a band?
No, there's 4 bands, £6.
More, that's more than £1 a band,
more
though.
More than £1 a band, but it's less
they
than
must
2.
Be good. That's £1.50 a band.
It is.
That's amazing.
It is.
That's significantly more than £1 a band. It's under £2 a band, Tony.
It is.
It's actually under £1.51 a band. And they've got good beer there as well.
It's a good place. Plenty of parking.
It is a good place, yeah.
Do check it out.
Yeah, I don't think I'll be able to go. I'll be explaining why in a little while. That's it.
That's that.
So that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide.
How about that?
Ooh.
It might be time, just before the next band, Tony, to say hello to the Duke's Arms.
Hello, Duke's Arms.
And obviously, it follows that you should also say hello to the Lilacs.
Hello, the Lilacs.
And the reason that you should say it now is because this isn't a Paulie B picks a gig in the world yet, but I'm aware that the Duke's Arms play our shows a week behind, and a week after they'll be playing this, there is a comedy gig in the Duke's Arms that I'm running. I thought I'd just mention right now to any Duke's Arms people thinking of buying tickets, if there are any left. I know Steve's already sold half of them. But it's going to be fantastic. So I'm going to be hosting two great acts performing extended sets in the shape of Stefano Paolini and Brian Higgins. And they're both great. And I've been on with both of them recently. And it's just going to be a brilliant night. So make sure you get a ticket. I think tickets are £8, I think.
Right. Cool.
But it's just absolutely brilliant show. Thought I'd mention that now. Right. So there's a new album out. It's not a tribute album, but it's a bunch of people specialised that they've done tributes to The Clash and to Madness, I think, and a few others. But anyway, they get a load of bands together to cover their favourite songs by said artist, and they've done one for The Jam.
Okay.
And we've been sent a track from it by Addictive Philosophy. Now, are they from Derby?
I don't know.
They're from round here, Addictive Philosophy, certainly. We've been offered the chance to interview them live, and I said, look, sorry, we can't be bothered.
Hmm.
Right.
Yeah,
and it sounded more harsh than it was, but it's like, it's a bit complex. I'd have to go and see them, or they'd have to come around my house, and we'd have to record it, and then I'd have to send it to you because of the way we make the show.
Hmm.
And it was just a bit complicated. I said, look, let's just play the track. Really good, and it's a Jam song. I didn't know, actually.
Okay.
But then I didn't know every song Jam ever did anyway. But anyway, so this is a cover of sorts, but it's a recognised and accepted cover for a cover album that's a tribute album of bands done appropriately. So it's all right, in other words.
Right.
All right. What is Addictive Philosophy's website?
Addictivephilosophy.co.uk?
Addictivephilosophy.biz, Tony.
Huh.
Paulie B Internet 2, Tony 4. Is this a fight back of epic proportions here?
Maybe.
It could be. Mm. This anyway is a Jam song, and it's Little Boy Soldiers.
It's funny how you never knew what my name was. Our only contact was a form for the election. Attention, now you want my assistance. What have you done for me? You've got to get yourself in trouble. Now you want me to help you out. These days I'm fine.
he was down beneath the flag of democracy. You believe?
You're listening to Cemetery Surfers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I'm just going to tell you this now before we talk about the next bit, that film was so bad, the film I was watching, it finished without me noticing.
Right, okay.
And now there's an episode of Tales from the Dark Side, first shown in 1987, featuring Debbie Harry.
Oh.
It's on the Horror Channel, but I don't think I've got Horror Channel Plus One. It's already started, so I can't record it.
Bugger.
Yeah, it is a shame because I didn't know. I'll watch anything with Debbie Harry in it, quite frankly.
Has it been on already? Is it on the telly while you've been watching it?
Oh, or I could watch it from catch up or something, I suppose.
Well, if it's been on while you've been and ignoring it, you can still record it.
That's also true.
Yeah, it's been. Yeah.
I'm going to do that now.
Excellent.
It's only like a half hour thing.
Yeah, I think as long as you're like not an hour in, it will.
Right.
You should record it.
Well, thank you for knowing that, Tony.
Back in the days where I used to have that technology.
I had no idea. Right, now where are we? So that was Addictive Philosophy, Little Boy Soldiers, I'm sure you'll agree. A great track and would suggest potential for this specialised CD to be very good. And you'll be able to find out more about it via their website, addictivephilosophy.biz. Tony.
Yeah.
Are you doing anything this week?
Yeah, we've got a joiner coming in most of the week with the house stuff, so it's going to be another joyful house-centric week with lots of joinery stuff doing. Shelves, cupboards, wardrobe bits, things like that. It's going to be fun. And then I'm probably going to be also working to try and pay for those shelves, wardrobe bits. Sense. Yeah, that's pretty much it. What are you up to?
I'm doing a repeat of what I did in July, which is going to Edinburgh via Newcastle. So I'm going to be going to see my mate Graham in Wall's End, and then from there I'll be going up to Edinburgh where I'm having some meetings about next year's Edinburgh Fringe.
Wow.
Already.
Early.
Yeah. A full 11 months ahead.
Well.
How brilliant. And obviously the meetings take place in pubs.
Right.
So obviously stuff's going to happen. And obviously I'll be telling you about it next week.
Cool.
So that is my plan for this week. Alright, innit?
How long are you up for? A few days or a week?
I'm up there, it don't matter really, because when people hear this, I'll already be halfway through the trip.
True.
But I'm going there Monday, I'm driving up, and I'm coming back Thursday evening.
Oh wow, okay, cool.
Plenty of time for shenanigans.
Lots of time.
Plenty of time, yeah. Mm. And obviously serious meetings.
Oh yeah.
The future of hundreds and hundreds of great comedy acts.
Yeah. And,
and shenanigans.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I suppose we ought to play two tracks in a row then.
All right.
It would seem fitting. Well, stay tuned for Matilda Scoundrel to talk about them after you've heard them. But it would seem fitting right now that after telling you there's going to be shenanigans in Edinburgh this week, not to cause fear, but the next track is Moral Panic, Tony.
Ooh.
And now, we've played Moral Panic a few times on the show before. They came via Stubbly Records, I think, as well. They are Brooklyn gunk punk, Tony.
Right.
But what is their website? Sorry, I'll tell you what. What's their Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Moral Panic.
Facebook.com/Moral Panic NYC. They are from Brooklyn. Which makes it probably be Internet 3, Tony 4. I've come right back into this, Tone.
Always the way.
The pressure's on. And as if the pressure wasn't enough, this is Awkward Sexual Adventure.
I'm letting you go,
douche nozzle.
You're listening to Rich Morton Sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Matilda Scoundrels and a track from their latest album, a track called Godforsaken Sea, should I say. They are, I don't know, Hastings sort of folk punk. Sort of, it's a bit Pogsy in it. It's a bit sort of Flogging Molly. It's a bit all over. It's a right old racket, right. Is what it is.
Cool.
And the album's really good. And a lot of the songs on the album start slow. And you think, oh no, it's going to be slow. And then they suddenly kick into life. You go, oh no, it's not slow, it's brilliant. Not that all slow stuff is bad, but it kind of is.
Yeah.
I'd also, Tony, like to ask you, what is Matilda Scoundrels' website?
Matildascoundrels.co.uk?
Matildas-scoundrels.com. Da-da-da!
Oh, dear.
All of the internet, 424.
Right.
And when I went da 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 like that, a strange vibration occurred between my tongue and my lower gum, and now I've gone all tingly as well.
You don't want that.
I don't.
You really?
I am going to describe this Tales from the Dark Side, which frankly looks like one of the worst things I've ever seen as well. It's featuring Debbie Harry. A dying woman believes that when she passes, her soul will be transferred to a moth that must be kept safe.
Wow,
brilliant. Loving it. I'll be watching that later. Right, so Tony, have you got a twat?
No.
All right, well, tell people about it, because I have.
Okay. Yes, if you do have a twat for me, don't forget to email me, tony@punkyrasia.com. I want to know the twat's name, where they're from, and the reason. It is that simple. All twats do, thanks. We didn't get one every week, but it would be nice. So do email me.
Well, I'll tell you what, I've got one for you. Right, you know this bomb that didn't really go off on the tube at Parsons Green Station the other day? Right, you know, an 18-year-old kid was arrested running at Dover.
Yeah.
It does look for all the world that this teenager made a crap bomb, left it on a train, panicked, got the train to Dover and got picked up. I think he was just looking for attention.
Could be.
I know, and the weird thing is that in my day, if teenagers were looking for attention, they'd get their ears pierced or scuff up their green flash, you know? It's like getting carried away. Anyway, I thought he was an absolute twat. Obviously, anyone who puts bombs on trains is a twat. So I'll tell you what, we could, if you like, we could just put anyone from anywhere who leaves bombs on trains is a twat. Do you want to do that?
Yeah, that's fine.
That would be fairly general, but I think also, at the same time, fairly specific.
Yep.
Well, so, go for it.
So anyone from anywhere who puts bombs on trains
is a twat. And I hope he hears it as well, the little shit. I hope he hears Punky Radio. So yes. He knows what a silly little prick he's been.
Exactly.
He did endanger life. And it's like, it's irresponsible.
Totally. Well, apparently it was quite, if he'd gone off properly, it would have been quite bad.
If he'd gone off properly, it would have been absolutely devastating.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and the thing, it's hard, isn't it? When people are 18 years old, I know they arrested someone else who was 21, but when people are 18 years old, they're not really fully formed adults, are they?
No.
And there is some room for forgiveness, I think, if they've been like pushed down a path that they've reluctantly gone down or whatever, or if they've been radicalised somehow. But I just think at 18 years old, what the fuck happened to make you want to do that?
Yeah, I don't know. It's weird. There's no understanding, is there?
No, I mean, old fellas, people my age, once life's kicked them in the face a few times, fair enough. They might want to do something stupid, get a bit of revenge on the society that never appreciated them.
Yeah.
I've thought about it. but at 18, you're supposed to be having a laugh, aren't you?
You thought so.
Yeah. There's more to this story, Tony.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know what it is, but there's bound to be more. One last track this week, and it's quite fitting.
Oh, right, okay.
Last track this week by a band we played the other week called Born to Destruct. I mean, maybe the kid was just born to destruct.
Maybe.
He was born to get arrested at Dover, that was. Just being an idiot. Anyway, Born to Destruct were the band that the other week sent us the email lying. And I've had more email exchanges with them where they've just gone, yeah, hands up. Yeah, absolutely. That's exactly it. We are sorry, but thanks for playing us. And I said, absolutely brilliant. We're going to play another track in a couple of weeks. And we're doing it right now.
Okay.
So this is Cambridgeshire Destruction Rock and Roll, courtesy by way of the McGregors. Mm-hmm. These band are indeed mates with the McGregors, who we played a couple of weeks before that, who I saw at the Sumac Centre, where I will be going again in December's Christmas show. I don't think the Bleach Boys are playing this year, but Centurion Sect are. There'll be more. But I'm very excited about this. And they might be staying at my house as well. God, that's another...
Oh, excellent.
I'll have to take time off work to look after those lunatics. But anyway, right now, Born to Destruct, Tony. We've only got 3 or 4 tracks from them. This is the second one. That we're playing. We might be able to play another one, I don't know yet. What is Born to Destruct's Facebook page? And Tony, bear in mind, it's for all. This is to win or lose. There's no halves here.
Facebook.
Do you feel lucky, punk?
I was born lucky.
Well, let's find out. What's their Facebook page?
Facebook.com/ Born to Destruct.
Oh, you bastard.
Hey.
I've sworn quite a bit in this section, sorry about that. It's Tony 5, Paulie B Internet 4. We love it.
your touch. We love it. Temperature rising like we lust. We love it.
That's about the size of it. That was a track called We Love It by Born to Destruct. Thanks so much for listening this week. I might see one or two of you in Edinburgh. I do normally bump into people who listen to Punky Radio when in Edinburgh, and it's always a pleasure. Tony, maybe you could mention the internet stations that carry this show.
Yep, we're on Podunk, which is Podunk Radio, podunkradio.com, and we're on Radio Andrew, which is Radio Andrew, that's andra.se.
Thank you very much, and do check out those stations, they're absolutely brilliant. We will have more information about our proposed Halloween special this year, which is going to knock the socks off all the others because of one particular track, and it's always the best show of the year, I would say.
It is.
Yeah, the Halloween special, always the best show of the year. That's obviously going to be around Halloween. I don't know why I'm on about it now, it's over a month away, but that's £1.50 on a band or something. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apoo.
But you can't, yeah.